Chapter 3. Prison Bitches. And so it came to pass that the cold, barren room was filled with three of the most unlikely cellmates. Calceres, the cow, and Bob the Builder sat alone in the damp cell, listening to the faraway sound of water dripping. Calceres turned to Bob the Builder and said, "I wish Mrs. Carter was here." The brown cow was shocked, and promptly slapped Calceres for speaking the language of Satan. "No, really. A long while back, I can still remember. Before things were good, I was in her science class. Every day I would take her gifts of love and happiness, but she would still spank us."
"That must have been long, long ago," replied the cow.
"Tell me more about this person with the name of Satan."
"Certainly," Calceres started, and then he dove into a long tale of the wicked science teacher and her perpetual punishments that had resulted in the death of many students.
"And I didn't want to eat mud-flavored jello," Calceres sobbed. Hours later, Bob caressed the crying opossum and decided that it was time to escape. "In my glory days, I was named Bob the 00 Agent. In fact, one time, at band camp, I had to escape from a cell quite similar to this one. I was put in there because I couldn't play the trombone, being a 00 Agent undercover, and it sounded so bad that I was shut away for several hours to practice to myself so no one else could hear my terrible blurts. Anyway," he continued, "I broke out using an ion-driven water fountain, much like the one the cow is holding." The cow decided that it was his turn to reminisce. "Moo, moo, 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 moo," he stated, and it was decided. The time had arrived to blackmail Mrs. Carter, via snail mail, until she came to their aid, and they can therefore escape with stealth. The first letter they sent contained two Hershey's Kisses. They knew that there was an element of danger in sending the letter, as for if the kisses were found, they would surely be eaten. Without kisses, the letter served no point whatsoever. 2 days later, they sent the second letter. The second letter contained Moses in the form of a Rice Krispie square. Mrs. Carter was in. She knew that she had to assist, for some reason, but knowing how much of an element of danger there was to Bob the Builder, she had to enlist in help. Punching 134 on the speed dial, she called the most dangerous coward in all the land, Nahola Pettimon.
Fun fact! The speed dial number, 134, was determined by the addition of the numbers that correspond with the letters of the alphabet.